Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Our thanks to Joe Susan for being on the show today after Bucknell waxed 15th-ranked Lehigh with complete ease on Saturday.
That sent shockwaves around the Patriot League. That was an old-fashioned thumping and a shutout and a little offensive display by the Bison.
Two wins in a row for Bucknell and at Colgate up in Hamilton, New York on Saturday, which you'll hear on Eagle 107.
Is Kevin making the trip up to the Canadian border?
I am.
Oh, look, nobody knows, okay, Bob? No, nobody knows, all right?
What Steve really wanted to say was nobody cares. That's what he wanted to say.
I mean, it's all on whether, the spirit moves him. Today's show being brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. There isn't enough to cover, Kevin. Kratzer Insurance, homeowners, life, auto, business insurance. If service and price mean something to you, Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. I'm in the Sunbury Motor Studio, the Chateau. Yes, the Chateau, nice and comfy and cozy today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The 14s are on the lots. They're spectacular and a great sales staff that will take care of you. All right. So we go into the second hour here. Bob in to save the show today. During the break, by the way, Bob and I, I felt like I was in a foreign prison being tortured as we had to hear about every play the kid was in.
Play, just a couple. I was proud of him. It's been a long year. He's worked his tail off, and he actually almost got very, very close to his first ever catch at any level of football.
And now we're going to sit down, and we're going to watch film. And the critique.
Actually, he goes, did you get my tackle on tape? I said, yes. Can we watch it? I said, now you want to watch film.
Yes, he does. You don't want to know why? Because it's called positive reinforcement.
Said, now you want to watch film.
It's called positive reinforcement, Frank Cush. Yes. All right, so.
The thing about Kevin, we tease him a lot, but he is really one great dad. And the interest he puts into, yes, it's true.
Just stop it.
By the way, he's got a gun
him.
To my head as I'm saying this, but that's okay.
You interrupted him, and Bob was on a roll.
Kevin, you are a great, great dad. You really are. We may kid you, but you are a great, great dad. You really are. Sure, you drive your kids' confidence into the turf, but that's okay. That's another issue.
he tears it down to build it back up.
He'll be ready for the real world, all right?
Oh, yeah, right. Sure he will.
Everything else will be easy after this now.
Hey, Steve, I want to set the stage for a big event Halloween night just for a minute.
And that... Fabulous. And we're back to another Kevin topic. All right, let's.
Kevin may be there because there is a Halloween costume component when Shippensburg University travels up to Bloomsburg on Halloween night this Thursday. Yeah. Huskies rank 6th in Division II, undefeated 8-0 against last year's nemesis team, the Raiders of Shippensburg. They're 5-3, but lost three close games. They are returning the Harlan Hill Award-winning player of all of Division II, and the Harlan Hill Award is the equivalent of the Heisman Trophy in Division II. A guy named Zully, the quarterback of Shippensburg, and he will match offensive firepower with Franklin Quiate, the record-setting tailback of the Huskies, who is approaching, in his career, 7,000 yards.
Wow.
Fifth all-time in Division II rushing, and first all-time in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference rushing. And those two guys go at it in front of CBS Sports Network and also the Pennsylvania Cable Network. So, Kevin, grab your normal costume Thursday night.
Oh, that was cruel.
No, well...
That's cruel.
But it's going to be a huge game.
That was terrible.
Terrible.
It's like on my stereo. I got bass and I got terrible.
And, you know, and
terrible.
Yeah, Bloomsburg's doing it with an interim coach, by the way, who is 8-0. He's undefeated. Darrow, who's the longtime assistant to Danny Hale. And people around Division II football talking about this game for the fact that it's going to set the determine who gets to the playoffs in Division II. And so a lot at stake on a national platform, and it's Halloween in Bloomsburg. It will be a freak show.
Bob, the weather.
Halloween, by the way, my least favorite holiday. But that's
because you have to open the door and see kids at the door. Your house isn't the most welcoming.
I'm not here Thursday night.
That's true.
It's not like Halloween only goes between 6:05 and 7.
Well, yeah, but I don't get back till like 7:30 or 7:45.
I don't get back till like 7:03.
Now, when the Jones children were young,
we tape the pregame show and things like that. We do more after the show's over with.
Did you take the Jones children around the neighborhood when they were younger?
I did. Oh yeah, absolutely, I did. Absolutely, I mean, I did that all the time. And, you know, there have been times where it's been my station to hand out. Very few come through now. And I don't know why. It's just...
Well, the fact that you were...
It's kind of changed over time,
I think it's...
The fact that you were giving out Penn State schedules instead of candy is probably part of the reason.
No.
Actually, I'm the type that throws like 3 or 4 in.
Do you...
Because I'm trying to get rid of it all. Get out of here.
I don't want it. Take
3, 4, 5 here. You want 10? Take 10.
Do you give out Reese's peanut butter cups? Because if you do, I'm getting dressed up and heading to your place.
Sure. If you want, I'll just mail you some.
Oh, please. That would be good. But anyway, that'll be
a fun thing, though, on Halloween night. That's fun.
Yeah, and it'll probably be about... 6,000 to 8,000 people, depending on the weather.
That's great.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Bob. That's the only concern if I were Bloomsburg right now, is the weather does not sound the best for a game. Now, I know they have turf at Bloomsburg.
They do.
But, I mean, weather being the great equalizer, that could be the last thing that they want is rainstorm going on during that game.
Yeah, they both teams, I think it would help. Bloomsburg has an incredible offensive line. Two of the five starters are considered NFL prospects, and they propel Kwiate down the field. So that would hurt them. But Shippensburg relies on a passing game, and a wet field doesn't help them, a wet ball doesn't help them. So it is an equalizer.
Steve, I have Randy on the line from Northumberland to chat with you.
Randy, how are you doing today?
Real good, Steve. I was waiting for all three of you to be on while I made this call.
Good
to hear from you. I want to make a comment about Saturday's game, Penn State and Ohio State.
Please do.
When Penn State loses, I don't care what the margin is. I got into a very dark mood the next day, and some of my Penn State friends, they still are like that. But I kind of thought it over the years, and I think you have to really think over what is happening. Why is it that they've lost in such a wide margin? Mm-hmm. And I've come to realize that Penn State, the program is down for good reasons. The scholarships aren't there. There's a whole new coaching staff in place, and they've done a great job since Bill O'Brien's come in. And, you know, they're not the only program that has really lost this year. Look at the Steelers. Look at that great ball club at Pittsburgh Steelers. Look at the great organization that the New York Giants have. You know, and I like this. I'm a Steelers fan as well, and I, because of Henry Hynoski, I know his family. I really like the Giants organization. But there's reasons for these clubs and these programs to be down. So I'm not, this is for Penn State to lose like that to Ohio State. It's a blip. I am not overly concerned. They're going to come back, and that's what I wanted to say.
Well, I appreciate that, Randy. Here are my thoughts on what we're seeing. I have felt that with the sanctions in place, that a night like Saturday night was a possibility. Because let's think about it. Why were the, you know, what was the intent of the sanctions? The intent of the sanctions were to punish.
Yep,
okay,
that's right.
And emphasize punish. All right, which meant that the sanctions were put in place to try and wreck the place.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
I mean, they were, other than the death penalty, it was severe as you can ask for. Death penalty's worse. I've heard people say, oh, no, this is even worse than that. No, death penalty's still worse. But when you look at 61 scholarships and you're trying to redshirt eight, so now you're at 53, you keep two back, Richie Anderson and Daquan Davis. Daquan was hurt. Now you're 51 guys going on the road, 51 scholarship players that you recruited and beat out somebody else to get.
Yeah.
Against a group that has 85. Now, obviously, Ohio State's not playing all 85. But they're in a position where they're playing probably 60 of them and holding back 25, whatever.
Yeah.
And when you think about 61 scholarships versus 85 scholarships, that's a full recruiting year that you don't have. Okay, in other words, that's a year with 24 scholarships. That's a full recruiting year you don't have that the other guy does have. Or
right.
if you pace it out, it's a year and a half of recruiting that you don't have and they have. All right, that is playing with one hand tied behind your back as a program.
That is right. I mean, you know, Steve, I think a difference of five scholarships would make a difference in a game. You know,
well,
I don't know how far to go down on that number. But I heard somebody say, maybe it was you yesterday, Steve, if Urban Meyer had two or three less scholarships, it would make a difference.
Actually, I was actually quoting him from last year when he talked about having 82 and he said it had an effect. I was paraphrasing what he said about his situation, which happens to be at 82, is 21 more than Bill O'Brien has. That's a full recruiting class. It's like they looked at Penn State and said you had no recruits from a particular year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how. Now, is this making excuses? I'm not making excuses for anything. You still go out, you play the game, you have to execute, you have to game plan, you have to, you know, whatever. Whatever game, and there's not a lack of talent here, but there's a lack of a depth of talent, okay?
Yeah.
It's not like you can turn to somebody else if a couple guys are in a slump and maybe get them to step in and maybe change the tone for you. You don't have as many options to do that. But I'm not making excuses, but there is a reality. And the reality is that they're at a moment in time this year, maybe a little bit into next year as well, where you really have to cherish whatever victory you can get because they're not on an even playing field with everybody yet. And to win 12 of their last 17 games is a real testament to how well they've done as a staff, how well they've done as players, and also is a real testament to how you, the fans, have been there, hung in. And I appreciate the passion, by the way, of an upset fan base because they want to keep winning, and that means they're competitors, and I respect that.
Yeah. What do you know what the mood of the team is, Steve?
Amazingly good. Came in, set to go, and I think they take it for what it is. They know three of the next four at home, and I think that part has them motivated, especially for the seniors.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoy talking about our Nittany Lions, and, you know, we're spoiled. I mean, we'd like to win them all every year. We're spoiled.
Well,
we have a legendary tradition, and that's one of the curses of having such a legendary tradition as we do.
Well, I'm glad the Penn State fan base is spoiled. That means the Penn State fan base is spoiled because they had decades of success. And you know what? you deserve to be spoiled because you were given a lot of great football for decades.
Yeah. And it's so hard to win today. It's always been hard to win.
So that's why.
Where have I heard that before?
Well, you know what? Randy's exactly right. And once again, Kevin's into the legacies thing. You know, it's like, you know, he needs to win that fifth one to cement his legacy. What? Huh?
Well,
what?
One thing, I hear Kevin, he's very emotional. He likes to make decisions based on his emotions. But I have learned in business, and Bob can attest to this too, that you have to make decisions with your mind. You can't let your emotions take over your rationale about all of it. And I could have done some business deals based on emotion, and it would have been a failure.
Right. Exactly.
Sports is like that. You're not as bad as your game showed, and you're not as good as what you think either. I mean, Joe taught that. So you have to kind of stay on an even keel throughout the season and even through several years. And that's what I try to do with our Nittany Lions.
Randy, that might be the understatement of the year, is to say that I'm a little emotional.
I remember, Kevin, when you wanted to trade off that star in the Phillies early in the year. Who was that?
No. I didn't want to. No. I thought they would. That's what I was worried about.
Randy, you have it right. He wanted to trade Dominic Brown. Okay. All right.
Okay.
But Randy, okay. But you're right. The worst kind of management is managed by over emotion or by panic. That's the worst kind of management. If you manage with too much emotion, or if you manage with panic, which is a major emotion as well, you do get in trouble. A more even-keeled approach is what you need. You have to understand what you're dealing with at the moment. I drive Kevin nuts with this, but that's okay. Kevin thinks I'm in a coma.
Some days.
Okay. Thank you.
Randy, thanks. Time to take a break. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills at Northumberland on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo with remaining factory warranty just $25,960. 2009 Ford Taurus SEL all-wheel drive to plow through snow, $14,832. 2013 Ford F-150 4x4, just $29,399 after all discounts. 2014 Ford Fiesta SE, just $17,120. And a well-maintained, fully serviced and inspected 2011 Ford Escape XLT, just $16,476. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
I mean, I swear the only soundtrack he has is from Saturday Night Fever.
He has the
Bee Gees. Have you listened to that? He has a white suit, I'm telling you.
And what you don't see here in the studio is when he gets up and practices John Travolta dance moves.
Ooh, brutal.
I think I hurt myself.
Yes, it was like Victor the Wrestling Bear doing disco.
I want to emphasize something and make sure there's some clarity to it. When I'm talking about the current standard as to what is happening with Penn State football, the scholarships, it is not the new normal. I hate when I hear nationally, it's the new normal. Oh, bull, it's the new normal.
It is not.
Okay? And that's the same thing with this. This is not the new normal. Okay? This is a temporary deal because of the sanctions. The normal will be the normal once they're given a chance to have a full opportunity to be in a level playing field with everybody else. Okay? And one thing that's great is I know the fans understand this, okay? And the media understands it too. I think people have been pretty good about understanding what they're seeing. Now, are they mad about Saturday night? Yeah, you're darn right they're mad about Saturday night. And guess what? You know, nobody's madder than the coach that talked today about Saturday night in terms of how it played out. But they also know that, okay, that's done. They do have to go to the next one. So when I'm talking about this, a temporary standard, I emphasize temporary standard, okay? Because there's no new normal here or anything like that. The normal is going to be them getting back to what Penn State has been for a long time because they've got the recruiting avenues and they know what they want to do. Oh, you know what? It's going to be so tough 5 years from now. When Kevin's sitting there and his son's in college and his son wants to be a lawyer, right?
He does.
And as he's trying to get into law school, they can't watch tape together. Okay, I can see Kevin now watching tape of him presenting a case.
When news breaks are on the Central Susquehanna Valley, learn about it first on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Still rebuilding. AccuWeather says mostly cloudy tonight, a low 37. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Bartlett, WKOK News. 1 year ago today, Superstorm Sandy delivered a direct blow to the Northeast. The ferocious storm became the second costliest weather disaster in U.S. history after Hurricane Katrina. This resident is from one of the hardest hit communities, the Breezy Point section of New York City.
I'm looking and I think we've come a long way. No one ever expected fire and the 100-mile winds that destroyed our community.
12 months later, many victims are still trying to rebuild their homes and their lives and continue to try to get aid. Four Frenchmen taken hostage by Islamic extremists have been released. The four were taken in September 2010 from their dormitories in the town of Arlet, where they worked for the French nuclear company Areva. The French president made the announcement today during a trip to Slovakia, crediting the Nigerian president with their release. He did not give any details of exactly how or when the men were freed. An Elizabethville man is facing charges after a threat in Northumberland County. Stonington State Police say 40-year-old Guy Adams contacted a Herndon man the evening of October 16th. Adams reportedly left a threatening message regarding a parent-teacher conference scheduled to be held at Line Mountain High School the next evening. School board members intended to cancel that particular conference due to the nature of the threats made. A warrant was obtained and served to Adams. He is facing terroristic threat charges. He was released on his own recognizance. Sunbury is getting ready for the second annual New Year's Eve celebration. Mayor David Persing says they have two changes this year.
What we have to do is pass two things, which pretty much says open container law, because we have rules. You can't walk the streets of Sunbury with an open beer container. Of course, you can New Year's Eve now. And the noise ordinance, we've extended to 1 o'clock.
Persing says they're excited to have the event once again because last year's inaugural celebration went so well. The celebration takes place on 4th and Market Street, downtown Sunbury. You can get more information at SRIPA.com. And the Jonas Brothers are breaking up the band. New Jersey brothers Nick, Joe, and Kevin Jonas formed their band in 2005 and built a fan base through their association with the Disney Channel. But now the brothers say they are ending their highly successful run. The news comes after the brothers abruptly canceled their tour over creative differences earlier this month. AccuWeather says mostly cloudy tonight, a low 37. Clouds will give way to some sunshine tomorrow, a passing shower, high 63. Mostly cloudy and mild on Thursday with a few showers, high 66. A morning shower Friday, otherwise cloudy and mild, high 69. Times of clouds and sun cooler on Saturday with highs approaching 60. Find more news all the time online at WKOK.com. It's back to the Steve Jones Show right after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hello, this is Northumberland County Controller Tony Phillips. I have used my experience in county government, gained as Deputy Controller under Chuck Erdman, to get Northumberland County back on track. As your full-time controller, I have put politics aside and worked with Democrats and Republicans to produce only the second county surplus since 2006. This included cutting my own office expenses by 20% and cutting $1.9 million of wasteful spending countywide. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so we can keep this county moving forward. This is Tony Phillips, and I appreciate this ad, paid for by friends of Tony Phillips.
When your livelihood depends on the tools you choose, compromise is not an option. That's why hardworking people trust hardworking Ford trucks. For 36 straight years, F-Series has been America's best-selling truck. More proof that we own work. So no matter what kind of work you do, get a Ford truck to help you do it. And now during the Built Ford Tough sales event, you'll get a great deal on a Ford F-150 or Super Duty. See your Quality Plus Ford store today or go to QualityPlusFord.com.
Hey, we're all for making life easier in these busy days. So take care of your TV, internet, and phone all in one bill from CATV Service. Now even easier with online bill pay. You'll also get your local weather on the 8s, local dependable customer service 24/7, and even $3.99 pay-per-view movies. You don't have to leave your house. Digital and high-def TV, high-speed internet, and unlimited local and long-distance calling. Can it get any easier? I don't think so. Visit CATVService.com for more.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's On the Mark live telephone talk show. If you are listening today,
the controller's position is there for a reason. It's got a duty, and the duty is to be the final check for the taxpayers. I feel that that independent environment has to be there.
Tomorrow on WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark, we'll have open phones with Than Mitchell, the co-host. We'll hear from Ed Perry of the National Wildlife Foundation's climate change campaign. OTM 830 to 10 a.m. on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. So the kid goes out, does a court case. Kevin says, let's look at the tape of your summation. Really?
You know, Steve, what will happen is Kevin will then text me. He'll leave you out of the loop, and I'll be in as the second opinion to critique his son on anything like that. I can tell you.
Yeah, see, I can't be of any assistance to him in the lawyer side of things, so it'll have to be Bob that he goes to for advice there.
Well, then he's got a shot.
I'm just not texting you anymore. At the end of the show, we were just done with the show, and I said, hey, I'm going to send you, I'll let you know how you go. Oh, okay, that'll be great. Now, if you really didn't want to hear it, you should have said, no, you know what, don't worry about it.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that the mood at Penn State is really upbeat this week. Because I was really afraid of, man, I'm down in the dumps.
Look, you can't let Ohio State beat you twice.
Right.
Yeah, you just can't do that. And that's the important part of this. You can't let them
get in your head for the next remainder of the season.
All right. So,
Steve, we got Dick from Milton on the line.
Hey,
for you.
Dick, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, Steve. I just wanted to make 3 points. First of all, I wanted to say how much I really enjoy it when you have Bob Buehner on your show. When you had the Jerry Sandusky coverage quite a bit, he actually brought a lot of the legal aspects in, which makes it kind of, because everybody else, a lot of times, it's just conjecture, but he actually comes up with actually professional side of things. That's, I enjoyed that. And I wanted to tell you, I like to have, that you had Coach Susan on today, and I know you'll have Coach Paulson on. I thought maybe as a chance, if you could work it out, maybe you could get Coach Wernsberger on to cover the wrestling at least once.
Sure.
They do have a
more,
nice schedule.
More than happy to.
You'd have to ask him, obviously, but I'm sure he would like to do it, only because it helps him with publicity. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is, this is for Kevin. I'm going to let you go then. I was your red hat at the game one Saturday at Bucknell. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes, I wanted to say thank you very much, Doug, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because we finally had an opportunity to pay the bills without the officials making us miss two plays.
Yeah, I knew that.
Well
was
done.
The main reason. The other thing is because I'm not usually down on the field, but I could not believe how intense some of the hitting was at that level. I mean, it's just completely different when you're up in the stands. Obviously at Beaver Stadium, you don't necessarily hear that either. But when you're next to the field down there, it's incredible how hard some of these kids get hit. It's a wonder more kids don't need a trainer sooner or later. Anyhow, I'm going to let you go.
Appreciate it very much, Dick.
Thanks a lot.
You know, the red hat guy, when they come out on the field at Beaver Stadium or anywhere else, I just go, Oh no!
He was my best friend.
Yeah,
from
a broadcaster's perspective, it's got to just be the best thing going.
Well, and a lot of the Bucknell games don't have TV timeouts built in. They're supposed to have a certain amount anyway for the broadcasts that are in this case of Lehigh and Bucknell, so that we can get in the things that we have to get in. But they don't always remember to do that if TV's not there or if somebody's not telling the officials. So it was really nice to have Dick available to do that for us.
That's what I say, from a broadcaster's perspective, it's got to just be the best thing because you can time it.
Yeah, you know. I don't think too much about it. They tell me we're going to a break.
I was going to say, yeah, you don't have to worry about it because you have somebody going, give me a break. Okay, sure.
Well, why not? Except what we have built in is that we have, I think, four built in a quarter or something like that. Once you get to the last one, then we do have to somehow, we do have to just keep going. And that's the key. We have to keep going sometimes.
But you don't run into that very often because most of the Penn State games are televised.
Yeah, that's not true. That's not true. Once we get to the fourth one, sometimes that fourth one happens with 9 minutes to go in the quarter.
Oh, really? You're saying it from the other way around. You actually have too many.
No, I'm not saying we have too many. I'm saying that it's automatically built in how many, but if they happen quickly.
I got you.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you keep going and look around and say, they're in a timeout. When you hear the official, for example, say, 30-second timeout, that means TV's out of timeouts. That means they're out of commercials. That's what that means.
Right.
So when you have, when you hear them say 30-second timeout, that's what it means. 30-second timeout means that they are out of commercials.
Well, the problem had been for Bucknell games is they were all 30-second timeouts no matter what. So it makes it a little rough. And even in between touchdowns and kickoffs, it was only about 30 seconds, and it's usually about a minute 10.
Sure. You know.
So that's what Dick was talking about being the Red Hat. So I was a big fan of the Red Hat on Saturday.
Yep. Check the 20-yard line. They walk out, and they just kill the action.
Yes.
It's all in your perspective.
But, but they have to do it because, how do you think that whole thing's paid for?
That's exactly right, yeah.
I always like it when they've, the signal that it's like 15 seconds to go and they extend their arm and let everybody, let the officials know they're ready to, break and go back to regular playing. And I sit with my wife at Penn State games and I'll say, give it about 10, 15 seconds and they'll be back playing. And she, to this day, doesn't understand how I know that is. But I just look at the guy and his arm's up and that's the signal.
Right. Well, I'll glance down, just see if the dude's out there, and then that's about it. It's the last time I look. okay, fine.
Okay, next one. Yep.
Okay, fine. I'll notice when he walks out, and I know we got to take a break. So big deal.
Somebody points to you, they talk, or you talk. Somebody points to you again, you stop talking.
Yeah.
Looks like there was only one trade here on the NFL trade deadline, which, by the way, even though they moved it back 2 weeks, is still useless. It looks like the Eagles are sending their defensive tackle with a sixth-round pick of the Patriots. Oh, I'm sorry, and a sixth-round pick to the Patriots for the New England fifth-round pick.
In exchange for Bill Belichick.
I don't understand that deal, but okay. Maybe it works out for the Eagles somehow.
That'll stand the world on its head. That makes earth-shattering news.
He was ranked 46 out of 68 defensive tackles. And they had to give away a pick to get a fifth-round pick along with it. I don't understand that deal.
Why do I sense he'll thrive in New England?
Well, maybe. I just don't get that. And you know what? This NFL trade deadline is ridiculous. I mean, even moving it to week 8 still makes it ridiculous. There hasn't been a major trade at the NFL trade deadline since, what, the 80s? Since Herschel Walker?
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Well, look, the league is pretty well set as to how you do things. It's fine. You go in with what you have. There's not going to be any trade in the NFL. It changes the balance of power. The NFL trade deadline is the equivalent to challenging a spot with a 56-7 lead. All right, so.
And Bob made a good point, though. We were talking about this during one of the news segments, and you made a good point, Bob, of why you don't see many trades here in the NFL at the trade deadline compared to Major League Baseball.
It's real simple. There's a practice squad, first of all, that you've got eight players on, and second of all, the learning curve to go to an NFL team is measured in weeks, if not months, not days, and you've got a playbook. Major League Baseball does not have a playbook.
Well, the single biggest move that happens in the second half of the season will be in Seattle, and that's Percy Harvin. Okay?
Okay. Seattle, they need something, don't they?
Well, no. I mean, they have him. He's been hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? I mean, getting him back is going to be, I mean, there's the game breaker that they've been aching for on offense, because Seattle, it is absolutely imperative for them to get the best record in the NFC and get home field advantage, because their home field advantage is real. It's real. I mean, it is psychologically affects you going in because of the noise level, just like it psychologically affects you going into Denver to play in lighter air. And I think it has the same effect on them at all. And so I think for them, winning last night was very important over St. Louis, 14-9, because it keeps them up in the West over San Francisco.
Yeah, Seattle Stadium is like a Penn State whiteout game, every home game for Seattle.
And it's built in such a way that keeps the noise in. Those overhangs that they have, which are weather-related overhangs, and trying to keep the fans as dry as possible. That's why they have them. But it keeps the noise in there all the time, and the decibel level gets up over 130, which is about the same level as Kevin yelling at his kid during film session. I mean, so
No. We don't yell. We do not. We discuss.
And there is, and apparently there's a difference.
You should have had eye contact with the jury.
Hey, listen, he made a tackle last night. There's nothing you can say that can't make me sad today.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now, well, 10 years from now, I'm still going to be hearing about it.
Yes, you will. I am a very proud dad today.
This kid is growing up with me, I'll tell you.
He didn't ask me if I told you, though.
He didn't?
Usually comes out to, did you tell Mr. Jones what happened today? No, I didn't.
Well, it sounds to me like it's like he's expecting disaster.
No. He just, he remembers the first time he met you. I said, do you remember the first time you met Mr. Jones? Yeah, it was the Bucknell game. I said, oh, you do remember that? He goes, yeah, I was playing my iPod. He said, hi. I said, hi.
Yeah. That's exactly how the exchange went.
Hey.
A son of few words, which has got to be a real challenge for Kevin.
Yeah, as if he can't fill in the blank. All right.
Let's go to break. I'm pointing to you right now.
By the
red
way,
hat's out.
The over and under on the Sixers wins this year, 16.5.
Oh.
You're kidding me.
I think I went the over for that.
This is how. No.
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 I was joking.
No. The Sixers are so bad that they may get a dozen wins and still lose the lottery. That's when you know, as a franchise, you're snake bit. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Who has all the time for shopping around company to company for insurance? And do you really understand what you're getting? Price is nice, but peace of mind is best protection for your dollar, and that's priceless. For 50 years, people of the Susquehanna Valley have trusted the Kratzer Insurance Agency to do all the work when it comes to insurance. As an independent insurance agent with resources of many companies, they can find the policy that is right for you without giving up local, reassuring service that is lost by online or long-distance companies. Whether it's auto, homeowners, life, or business, think Kratzer Insurance in Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Right now, Allied Insurance is lowering rates for preferred auto classes. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KrautzerInsurance.com. You may qualify.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Well, it came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like to
some tape with my boy right now. I can't deal with you, Dad. Yeah, he just regrets waking up. All right. Let's get to this adorable. Since we're talking about fathers and sons, Illinois quarterback Nathan Shielhouse's father has been banned from campus for a year after his arrest over an altercation at Saturday's game. Nathan Creer was arrested after an argument with Memorial Stadium officers during Saturday's game against Michigan State. The argument involved at least five people. He did not know what it was about, but said that alcohol appeared to be a factor. They said Creer resisted and obstructed the officer's efforts to remove him from the incident. He became somewhat aggressive with the officer. No one was injured. 51 pleading not guilty Monday to resisting an officer. A misdemeanor is scheduled for pretrial December 17th, and again pleading not guilty. Illinois coach Tim Beckman called Creer's arrest unfortunate, but said it should not reflect on Nathan Shielhouse, who's a great young man, and I know he'll be able to work through the situation. Nathan can only control what Nathan can control.
Well, then they found out that it was the quarterback's father, and they made it a two-year ban.
Yeah. Well, he actually Creer played with Iowa in the 80s, so, I mean, he's actually player himself, but banned from the Illinois campus for a year. And I don't know if that means he's banned from this campus. I don't think so. I think if he wants to show up here and watch his son play Saturday, he can, but he's obviously banned from the Illinois campus.
Wonder if he gets the customary parental tickets, though, if that ban would include something like that.
That's a good question.
I think you need to find that answer to that perplexing question.
But I think he'd be allowed to go because there's no ban on this campus.
Right.
Okay? The ban is only for the Illinois coaches. Just kidding. Cheap joke. But I think he can go to the game on Saturday if he wants to, but he can't go to a game in Illinois because the incident didn't happen here.
But can they say to him, we're not giving you the parental tickets at the will call window you get to sign for?
Nathan can give the tickets to anybody he wishes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's Nathan's choice and not the school's choice. Those are his tickets.
Okay.
So you actually get parental tickets?
No, there's not parental. It's up the player has to designate who gets the tickets.
And I think
they get four, right? I think the number's four. Right, that's why you'll see players like go to other guys and say, look, I'm from Michigan, for example, and we're going back to play Michigan.
Right.
And, you know, let's face it, you know, which players can I get tickets from because I've got 75 people going to the game?
I got my tickets with Robbie Gold's roommate when Robbie was playing back in 10 years ago now by a guy named Mike Gooman.
Yeah.
But wait. If that's the case, then my kid has got to watch some more film. I got to go. I got to get the film set up.
Yeah, that would be terrific, really. You know?
Well,
That's how your kid gets to make headlines later in life for the wrong reason. All right, so.
I think the Penn State fans will greet the quarterback's father with a very welcoming open arms gesture if he would show up.
They would know what he looked
exactly.
Like. Exactly. So it's not even.
But, you know,
issue.
In the age of Facebook and social media, news like that does spread faster and farther than you can, you know, we're typically thinking about.
Especially in a case like this where, for example, he doesn't have the same last name.
Yeah.
Somebody had to put two and two together as to who he is and so forth. It wasn't as simple as Bill Shielhouse, like, hey, wait a minute, that looks familiar. That's a quarterback's, you know. Because, you know, now we know because his father played at Iowa, so we do know. I mean, but still, it's not one that if it passes by your news desk, you go, oh.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not going to do anything crazy. I just want tickets to the games.
There you go.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always do something crazy.
Yeah, but not that crazy.
Well, to be fair to Kevin.
If you want, Kevin, we can have Rebecca have her own spot on the show for 30 minutes a week.
That would be best if we did not.
Okay.
Well, that's, you know, that doesn't take any, this incident actually it doesn't take anything away from Illinois coming to town.
No.
But, you know, it hasn't been lost on those players from Penn State what happened a little while ago when they did invade the Penn State campus looking for recruits. That is still sticking in people's craw.
Yeah, it bothers some people, but you know what? It hasn't been brought up at all this week. I really hadn't thought about it. Just it turned out, gee, they're banning the kid, and they're coming in here, and I'm thinking, oh, that's interesting. Here's a cheap joke.
That would be ironic. Right,
so, yeah, it's ironic. But
Quickly, before we wrap up, Dave from Sunbury checking in, Steve.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
Good.
I got a little chuckle for you just when you were talking to Kevin.
Yeah.
Could that be part of his recruiting violation? With his son?
That what?
Would that be a recruiting violation?
No, nobody wants to recruit him.
Yeah, it's not a violation right now because nobody's looking at him, so it's not an issue.
Just joking with you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, sounds good.
Not an issue right now.
But he's only a sophomore.
But you know, according to the NCAA, it's only going to cost you, what, one or two scholarships? No big deal. They set a precedent with recruiting violations. It's not a problem.
Sure. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. Well, I just the focus is not on him. We're talking about you.
Right.
And your point is?
You know, this coming weekend will be about the last weekend where we could actually talk about football exclusively, because in about 2 weeks, we're going to have to blend in with a lot of basketball at the college level.
Yeah, we'll get some. We'll get some in. But November...
We're just getting to the part of the year I really like. But you know, there's nothing prettier than a beautiful football stadium on a late October, early November day or evening. And I just think it'll be a fabulous week.
How about a football practice field in August when, like, you're not playing?
Not so much.
Why not? I don't get it. Somebody says it's the most magical time of the year.
5 o'clock yet.
But Kevin will be Shikellamy Milton. I'm going to travel down to Seelands Grove to see Danville Seelands Grove.
Like it.
We've got a busy Saturday afternoon in Beaver Stadium. You starting at 10:30. Kevin will be up in Canada to watch Bucknell Colgate. Not bad.
Yeah, no, it's really. I have the endowment dinner the night before. I have to MC that thing. We're on the air at 10:30. Okay, we're going to get this thing done in 47 minutes. Okay, sit down, eat, run a bunch of kids up, get out. Okay, so if you're going to the endowment dinner, count on a short night.
That's right. Okay? Steve needs his beauty sleep.
Hey.
Well, look, it's 10:30 broadcast time. He'll be up by 10.
Yeah, the millions I'm getting to do this on Friday night, no. Okay.
Well, yeah, so I was just going to say, what are you worried about? I mean, it's a 10:30 airtime, which means you show up at, what, 10:25? Means you have to get up at, what, 10:05?
Actually, I'm on the Illinois Network at 9:45. So
it's an early day now.
You're up at the crack of dawn.
Woo, boy, they're going to have to set the alarm in State College.
Yeah, I've had to drive a lot the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Unfortunately. So I will sleep a little later while Kevin's there watching film with his kid.